Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman, and for Adora Namigante, and this is The Rundown. One Northside, a grassroots nonprofit, held its annual town hall yesterday. The organizers outlined their top priorities for Northside neighborhoods from Rogers Park to Lincoln Park. One of the main goals is building affordable housing and preserving existing rentals like SROs or single-room occupancy buildings. Chicago Housing Department Commissioner Lisette Castaneda was there. She committed $44 million in public funding to save two SRO buildings in Uptown from becoming market-rate apartments.
The Department of Housing are fully committed to whatever it takes to keep both the Leland and the San Miguel apartments 100% affordable, as far as we're concerned, in perpetuity, forever and ever.
Organizers also called for green investment in public schools and funding for violence prevention work. A deteriorating nearly 100-year-old prison in Illinois has been emptied on a judge's order. Advocates pushed for the immediate closure of Stateville Correctional Center near Joliet due to unsafe conditions and falling concrete. Last month, a federal judge ruled that incarcerated people should be moved out of the prison by today. An Illinois Department of Corrections spokesperson says the whole general population has been transferred to other facilities. The governor has proposed a $900 million plan to tear down the old Stateville and build new facilities on the same property. But the department says there's no timeline yet for the demolition, and it's still bargaining with the union that represents staff there. Graceland Cemetery invited visitors this weekend to tour the grave of a child at the center of ghost stories. 6-year-old Inez Clark died of diphtheria almost 150 years ago. Researcher Misha Makami says social media has kept alive the mystery surrounding the young girl who's memorialized by a large statue in a glass case. Some say she died from a lightning strike. Others claim her ghost haunts Graceland.
So the idea is that during rainstorms, her glass fogs up and her statue disappears. And you can see her her ghost running around the cemetery.
Makami's research into Clark's life is part of a new partnership between Graceland and DePaul University that aims to tell the cemetery's hidden stories. Chicago's International Latino Theater Festival Destinos kicks off today. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports the festival will feature 22 productions.
Festival organizers say it's the 7th edition of the Destinos Festival. Jorge Valdivia, executive director of the Chicago Latino Theater Alliance, says the festival brings attention to theaters like Teatro Taricuri and Aguijón Theater Company. He says organizers aim to highlight the importance of Latino representation and access to theater.
When you look at the theater landscape in Chicago and theaters that are owned and operated by Latino theater groups, we are only somewhere around 2%. We want to be able to see our stories told and people who look like us on stages.
Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEC News.
Here are some other things you need to know about today. The head of Chicago Public Schools is laying out potential mid-year cuts to pay for the pending Chicago Teachers Union contract. In slides obtained by WBEZ and the Sun-Times, the options include mid-year cuts to programming and operations, eliminating some staff training, or as an option of last resort, forcing all staff to take up to 4 furlough days. That would reduce raises negotiated in a new contract. In a statement, CPS warned against making too much of these ideas, saying these decisions will not be made alone or in a vacuum. Chicago's MLB teams wrapped up rough seasons last night. The Cubs lost to the Reds 3-0. They finished the season with an 83-79 record and did not make the playoffs, but it's not the worst of it. The White Sox might have ended on a win, beating the Tigers 9-5, but they broke the modern-day record for losses over the weekend. Mostly sunny our forecast today with a high in the mid-70s, partly cloudy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Breezy tomorrow with continued sunshine and a high in the mid-60s. That's it for now. Coming up later today, Rundown host Erin Allen talks with the author of a book all about her favorite card game.
I believe this. Bidwist is the ultimate card game. Bidwist is the world's coolest card game. And I believe that if you've not yet experienced Bidwist, the world's greatest card game awaits you.
Mm.
Hear about the history of Bidwist, including its popularity in Black America, its connection to the Pullman Porters, and its roots in Chicago. That's this afternoon. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.